Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday Moon, this is Best Bets. Every Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern, we give out our moons. And I'm glad we heard from Gracie there, because a lot is happening on Sunday morning. Like, we each have our show normally, and then you get the injury report, lines are moving, people very active on social media. At one point on Sunday morning before the games, we got a link to Gracie's video. And all I see, before I realize it was Gracie's video, her pregame for the Ravens-Chiefs matchup, and her thoughts on all the numbers, was I just see the reply from you, Cliff Notes, please. Because I click on the video. It's 2 hours.
Yeah,
2 hours. Long. Moons and numbers and everything in her background. I got to look. I actually wrote down the numbers somewhere, if I could find it, that she was talking about that would have an impact in the game. She kept bringing up Noah Gray, because I fast forwarded to the very end. I was trying to get a summary. But she's only given the Chiefs side of things. I don't think she hit on anything really, but maybe I'm wrong. Did Noah Gray do anything in the game? Because she kept bringing him up.
I don't know anything that happened yesterday.
I was just pulling up the box score. Noah Gray, did you do anything? He had one catch for 1 yard on one target. She did say one, which is Worthy's number. I do remember that. But I think that was pretty obvious that he was going to be involved. Okay, really, if you're talking about any team in the NFL and you're saying, okay, these numbers are going to be involved, and you name off six numbers, aren't you like covering all your bases?
Yes. So here's why I responded, Cliff Notes, please. I was not watching the game. I did not have time to watch a live stream, nor did I have the connectivity to watch anything back there. So Kelly tagged us in the video. Yes. So I did pull up Twitter, and I saw that I was tagged in it. And at this point, I was like going loony in this back room at the golf club with no TVs and just banquet chairs. So I said, I need to make a bet here. I'm going to trust Gracie Moon. But I didn't have the time to watch the video. So I called Kelly. She's like, what's up? I said,
you called her?
What did Gracie say? And she said she likes the Chiefs in a shootout. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like the Chiefs too. So I just went to town. I went to the moon on the Chiefs. And Kelly's like, I'm going to do it too. So then that's how I started. Like, people were asking, like, what are we doing? What's the bet? And I was like, Chiefs, moon. Yeah. And of course, I'm not watching most of the game. I saw a couple plays in the third quarter when it was pretty out of reach. But I followed the first drive where the Ravens went right down the field. I'm like, oh, great, perfect. Now everybody at the wedding is going to hate me because I told them to bet Chiefs, and they're going to get torqued here. But she hit it. I mean, Chiefs in a shootout, 57 points.
No doubt. Any other moons that you want to hand out? Or any? I don't know if Gracie was a moon there.
I'll give Gracie, yeah, she deserves a moon for sure. I'll give her the waxing gibbous moon. For okay. Giving the wedding party and friends Chiefs yesterday. I'm going to go half moon to Brett Bielema. I think a lot of teams would have faltered after losing 63-10 and just fallen apart and not been resilient enough to bounce back in a big way. I mean, you got a USC team that's pretty highly regarded in a lot of circles with a quarterback that a lot of people like, including you. And I think Maiva's a really good quarterback. For them to win the way they did on homecoming, to move to what, 4-1 now, Jake, Illinois? 4-1? We made fun of Illinois a lot in the summer. Here they are, 4-1. Only lost Indiana. Indiana's very good. So let's give Bielema and the Illini football team a half moon. And the full moon for me, or the new moon, or whatever, as long as it's lit up very pretty. Kalen DeBoer. This guy now is a dog, is 10-2 ATS, and 9 of those games he won outright. 10-2 mm-hmm. ATS when catching points, 9 wins outright. They do it again. And that guy took a lot of it early in the season when they lost to Florida State. A ton. And deservedly so. You're a 14-point favorite and you lose by 14. They showed us a lot. And I know the game tightened up later. The defenses made the adjustments at the half. But Ty Simpson had 3 touchdowns in the first half. And Ty Simpson is the first real quarterback that Kalen DeBoer has had to really work with at Bama. Because Milroe wasn't his guy. Simpson is like his first creation. And Ty Simpson is now the second favorite for the Heisman. And Alabama just went into Georgia and snapped that 30-some game winning streak in Athens. That's a huge win for Bama.
All right. Very good. Those are Sam's moons. I'm going Blue Moon. It is also my son's favorite ice cream. But Kay Hilmers sent the screenshot to us over the weekend, secures it. Mets missed the playoffs. We gave that out on the show at 6-1. This loser team, it happens again. They lose 8 in a row in the beginning of the month. And in the last week, they lost 2 out of 3 to Washington. Then they played the Cubs. Then they lost 2 out of 3 in the final series of the weekend against Miami. So they're getting my blue moon. And I saw that the Mets TV broadcast was very upset because, oh, the Marlins are acting like they're going to the playoffs because they played spoiler and they knocked the Mets out. So they were celebrating and they didn't like that. So I loved it even more. Blue moon, let's go to the Mets missing the playoffs at 6-1. Let's hand the Beaver moon out to the room going 0-5 in the NFL. Big Beaver moon there. Let's go. let's go.
That's a thing? Beaver moon is a thing?
I looked up kinds of moons and Beaver was on the list.
Okay.
Beaver moon. Let's see. Does it explain it? November Beaver moon. The full moon in November is the Beaver moon. Named for the active beavers preparing for winter.
Beaver moon. Last week you gave pink moon. This week it's blue yep. moon and beaver moon.
Beaver moon so far. I'll go half moon on Survivor. I feel like everybody's still alive. I think for the most part, 75% are alive. But yeah, still alive with all the entries. So that feels good. But here's the full moon. And I thank you for this, Adonai Mitchell. Oh, what the hell are you doing? That was in danger of not covering. And I talked about the 88-yard touchdown or whatever it was that the Rams got late to cover. But you can't forget Adonai Mitchell makes the catch, running down the sideline. Sam, as he's about to enter the end zone, he starts his celebration, fumbles the ball.
No.
Touchback. Touchback, Rams ball. It was a 75-yard touchdown, and he was more worried about his celebration. So as he's entering the end zone, you see the ball. Like he's at like the one-inch line. He loses the grip of the football. And like he knew it right away. And touchback, another game changer there. Man, I see why they're betting the Colts at home. That they hung with the Rams. I mean, that was their toughest test by far, and that was against a really good defense. Like this Colts team, even though they lost yesterday, they're for real.
They're good. I got plus money on them to win the division. I feel really good about it.
Yep. So we're going Blue Moon Mets, Beaver Moon Room, Half Moon Survivor, and then Full Moon Adonai Mitchell. There you go. Anybody else have anything? Any moons? Paul, you got a moon?
Oh, Paul's got moons.
I can't believe you stole the Beaver Moon. I can't believe
Wait, this is back-to-back weeks, right?
Yeah.
What was it last week? It was pink like the moon? Exact same thing. Pink?
Pink now, moon.
Beaver Moon goes to someone else on my board, so maybe we can have multiple Beaver Moons. But I'll start out with some moon cheese for Devin Dampier and Utah bouncing back. Curb-stopping West Virginia, 4 touchdowns from Dampier. Good get-right spot for Utah after that Texas Tech loss. I was going with the full Beaver Moon for setting the trap, Lane and Landry Kiffin, for winning the psychological and physical battle, Ole Miss against LSU, and then Lane with the hard launch of the relationship with the LSU linebacker, with his daughter, Lane giving the business afterwards. Jake, if we've got that.
Please hold.
I love the upside.
Well, Trinidad made up for running out of bounds. So, you know, we believe in our players. We go for it on fourth down a lot. And glad they make paid plays. I'm looking for Witt right now to see if he covered over.
Not even close, right?
They did not cover the over. Yeah, not close. But Ole Miss winning and covering short spread at home against LSU. And then the full Wolf Moon for old man Matthew Stafford. To Tutu Atwell, down streaking down the sideline for the cover, survivor win, Colts fade, Rams, and Stafford, the full Wolf Moon.
There you go. How'd you do in the media pool?
Felt like it should have been 4-1 Raiders, but 3-2.
3-2 Raiders. I did 4-1. See, but the Rams, it was like, I feel like I got one there.
That's true.
You're getting one back. Yeah, you're getting one back from earlier in the year. My loss was I took Browns plus 10. That was my L, but other ones were good. I feel like I was mad at myself for not doing Seattle on time. So I guess it balances out that way because I meant to get.
Can we, real quick before we get to Jake, can we be done with the Panthers and the Titans?
Yes.
As dogs?
No. Oh, as far as betting on them? Yeah. Sam, you took the plus 7, right?
In the Chicago contest, I went 2-3, and two of my losses were Titans and Panthers, exactly. And then I had Raiders, who should have won. But, you know, Ben Johnson willed that field goal block. So I'm so tired of Ben Johnson already, man.
I'm so ready for a Bears bye week where the vibes are up here. So yeah, ready.
It's here. It's here. Yeah,
he's running around that locker room. I'm like, oh my God, right off the Dan Campbell tree.
Uh-huh.
Giving some attitude to the sideline reporter, too.
I saw that. Who they have off the bye? They have Minnesota.
Commanders.
They at Minnesota, right now it's Washington minus 4.5. Daniels should be back then.
Yes, Bears vibes are so high. Never mind, we got it right. The quarterback decision, we got it right. And dead.
That number's Caleb against Jaden Daniels, huh?
Hail Mary revenge game, too.
Yep. You're saying the Bears revenge. Like, they're going to be...
That's what everyone's going to say. Everyone's going to say it's the revenge game for last year's Hail Mary.
This game's not going to come down to a Hail Mary. That's
exactly.
Jake?
I would moon? Agree that.
My only moon is Sam in studio moon. Just this show gets so stupid when Sam is in the studio, and it's so outrageous.
Well, nothing ever works. The elevators don't work. The ring lights falling apart.
How do you think it feels to be here every day?
The camera's crooked, and so am I. Everything. Yeah.
That's my only moon. No Madison moon this week. No updates.
Did she call?
Womp womp. She did not call. Sad.
Damn.
I think that's a band or something, Madison Moon. I'm looking up right now.
Joe, were you on drugs today? What is happening?
Google Madison Moon, and it's going to bring you to the Instagram of a singer.
I'll take your word for it. I'm good.
Like, should I Google this on a work computer or not?
No, it's safe. It's just a singer. She's interesting, but... Madison Moon.
Speaking of, actually, never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
Speaking of what?
Nope.
No, you have to. Gert, show us the Beaver Moon. Gertz has the Beaver Moon ready.
I just, when are we getting Lisa Ann on the show? That's all I need.
Oh, my God. That was not what I was expecting.
Yeah, that's not what I had a different guess.
0 for 2 on reach outs.
Yeah, but she's.
Were they both show related, Paul? That's my follow up question.
We tried to book her for chicken dinner a long time ago. We tried so hard. Yeah. Did not happen.
You want to Paul, please answer the question.
I didn't read it. No, I said they were. It's very professional over here, Jake.
Yeah.
Never doubt.
She is. I saw her promoting something. Like, she's doing these meetups with fans.
Like, all right, Jake.
Okay. Let's get on.
I think I saw Paul online for that, actually.
Make it happen.
Oh, good for that coming up. All right, The Room. You want to be here. Find out where The Room is at for both games Monday Night Football. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Room lost in college football. A 2-3 weekend. The Room got destroyed in the NFL. 0-5. Most popular play. So we want to find out on the two games tonight where The Room is at. I know we've got player props. Not sure about sides. I think that's out as well. Like the side totals, money line bets and all that, which might be kind of interesting. We bring in Paul Aspen. This is what people are waiting for. This is what they been hanging out the last 2+ hours for. They want to know where The Room is at tonight so they can go the other way.
All right, let's start with the props, which I have right in front of me. Most bet props between both games at BetMGM for tonight's Monday Night Football slate. Number 5, kind of correlated to something we saw before in a previous primetime game. It's Devon Achane. In the past, they bet over his receiving yards. Tonight, they're going under 12.5 rushing attempts at +105.
Okay. I don't. Why? Are they thinking yeah. Jets win? Okay. I'm not sure about that one. All right.
I'm going to say, based on how the rest of this list goes, they're thinking Jets win.
Okay. Good. Good.
Yeah.
What else you got?
All right. Number 4, same game. Braylon Allen, over 16.5 rushing yards at -115.
Please read the next one.
Number 3, I'm dead. Yeah, this should be number 1, probably. The other game, the Denver-Cincy game. Evan Ingram, over 1.5 receptions made, -200.
Oh, he's minus not going to have a catch.
Yes,
that's the bet. Under 1.5 catches. That's
we don't even need 1 and 2. We don't need 1 and 2. You bet Ingram. Wow, that is amazing.
I might hold on. I might cut him from my fantasy team.
Let's see where he's at.
I can't cut him today.
And he had one catch last week on 2 targets. Against Tennessee, week 1, he had 3 catches on 4 targets. Oh, no, last week he was injured. This was in week 2. He probably got injured in that game. So this is the first game back from injury, and they're laying $2 on over 1.5 receptions. Okay.
That's just gambling, I guess, that he's going to be part of the game plan. He's healthy and whatever. All right. Number two seems more room-esque. Popular player going over. Garrett Wilson over 5.5 receptions made, -115.
Mm-hmm. You got to bet the concussed quarterback's number one weapon over, for sure.
Bad secondary, so I get it from that standpoint.
And another pro Broncos prop. Man, this is going to be sweaty as hell. J.K. Dobbins, over 64.5 rushing yards, -115. Great. A guy with knee injury history. Yes, let's make him the number one bet prop.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the backup there? Harvey? Load up on Harvey.
Yep. We'll probably fumble a couple times, like in the red zone.
See, Paul, you're already making peace with this Broncos loss tonight.
Yeah, it's been a good run. Made it a month.
Do you have any – so let me ask you this. Do you have any interest in, like, the emotional financial hedge where you take the Bengals' money line? Has that ever crossed your mind or no?
No.
Okay.
No. Sam, sometimes you just got to wait, watch, and let it happen. Even though you know how it's gonna
is that the name of Lee Sands' book?
I haven't gotten that far. Despite what Jake might tell you, I was not lining up. I was not in a fan line looking for an autograph.
I don't know. I heard some rumors.
Wait, watch, let it happen. That's a title.
I would not necessarily say no to Bengals plus 7.5 just because I have a survivor entry.
There's a +380 on there, out there for the Bengals money line.
Oh, this is classic me as a mush. So a buddy who's a Packers fan talking a bunch of crap yesterday, I'm like, fine, give me the Dallas money line at +275. And it lands on a tie. I was like, perfect.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah. Did you see the room sides totals money line?
I can give you like the splits percentages that are in this same tweet, but
I saw Ewing just post this, so okay. Ewing put it out there. I don't think BetMGM sent it out yet.
All right, so John Ewing, we'll start with our guy. Yeah,
yeah. You see it?
Oh,
put it out
boy.
There like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Read it. Start with number one. Start with number
do
one.
Do I have to? Do I have
yes,
to?
Yes, you do. Tell him.
Broncos -7.5. Is the most bet side at BetMGM tonight.
Oh, no, Paul.
Tell me what number two
most,
is.
Most bet side total money line. Broncos -7.5. Number, two, number two, Broncos money line, -450. You ever watch a man die in real time? Because that's kind of what's happening right now. Interesting. Woo, a lot of Jets props, but Dolphins side money line.
What did Mr. Wannabet say? Bo Nix gets right tonight? I don't remember.
And I've been most, like, in a world, in a summer of Broncos hype, I was on the Fade the Broncos Island, and this is how
you
I
were
with the ship.
You were. Yeah. I was surprised that you took them with the – were you talked into that, or was that you?
No, that was me, and my original plan was using them against the Giants in a couple weeks. Like, as again, just because they – in Denver – Russ, but then once it went to Dart, I was like, I don't know if I'm necessarily going to get there then. So I figured use it now.
All right. So I now have my lightning bets.
I'm going to definitely do the Evan Ingram under. No doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty bad. That's a crazy bet. And laying $2 on that, I don't understand.
If you really think about it, remember when we were younger and we had like cafeterias? Like you have to like slide the tray and like I'll have that and that and that. The room should always be just give me everything, but I continue to just pick and choose when I should probably fade all five. What is it?
The room is the kid with the fruit punch stain on his shirt after lunch. You know, the fruit punch like cartons at lunch. That's yes. The room.
Because he got it because he poked the straw through that little foil. Yeah, the straw was too close. It dripped down on his shirt.
Well, we had Wawa products, I believe, and it was like it wasn't a straw. It was like the open it up and spout thing, and yeah, just like kids would just have fruit punch go right onto their shirt.
Of course, yeah. It doesn't mean the Broncos won't win, but
here's what I'm thinking. This is going to be a brutal backdoor cover. I think anyone laying Broncos, that's what I'm talking myself into. They get out of there with a win, but it's kind of like, what was it? Seahawks, Philly, 50-yard Hail Mary. Seahawks are 6.5 in prime time, and it lands 6 because of like some garbage Hail Mary catch or something at the end.
Yep.
I'll say what everybody's thinking, but doesn't want to say it. These games suck tonight.
Yeah.
They're horrible. I'm
going grocery shopping.
They suck. Yeah. No, I didn't hesitate. I had to reschedule a game, and I usually stay away from Monday Night Football. I'm like, oh yeah, fine. We'll do 7:45. That's fine. Like, I don't care. I'm going to be in your position tomorrow where I'm going to miss the majority of this. I'll watch the highlights and all that, but I'll probably see the end if there is a sweat there with that Broncos game. It looks like there might be. So, which one's going to be better? I know what the point spread says, that Jets-Dolphins should be more competitive, but I don't know. I'll guess that the second game is better, the Broncos-Bengals game.
You have better players, I would think, in terms of like breaking big plays in the second game.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Chase.
Yeah. I don't know. I have the ability, I'll be on a plane, and I will have the ability to watch one of the games, not both, and I'll probably watch a movie.
So what happened? You sent a picture on your flight in. What happened when you were trying to watch college football?
Oh, the TVs weren't working and the Wi-Fi was down.
Dude, is anything working in your life right now? Like, everything you do, something goes wrong.
Well, that's not my fault. The plane isn't.
No, I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying, like, something bad is happening.
If you want, I can lay down on the floor and we can all talk about it. Yeah, I don't
know. The elevator.
I thought we were going to do that in 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
The warden.
Yeah, so I basically got Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt, because of course I get through the pregame show fine, and then the game start, and I have Gus Johnson like the the thing just starts going haywire, and it sounds like he's short circuiting. No, that's the Delta television, and then could not watch anything from that noon to 2:30, 3 o'clock window. Nothing. And then the flight attendant said, "I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do?" And I don't know. I don't know if there's anything you could do. Can we get the game on? Oh, we're flying too low. It's a lower altitude flight. Like, oh.
What does that mean?
Apparently, if you're not high enough, it doesn't get the signal.
Yeah, I was thinking the other way. It's like, yeah, well, you're closer to like the houses that have cable, like that should work. But then I guess the satellites are up here.
The cable's bouncing off the houses into the plane.
When he said, "I can get you a drink," I said, "Yeah, do you have any Clorox? That would be great. Yes. I would love a shot of Clorox."
I'm sorry, I'm not over ricocheted satellite TV.
That's how it works, right? And I realized, closer to the satellites, I guess, if you're further up.
Yeah. Man.
And that was Talking TV with Paul.
Talking TV. Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Okay, so our favorite room fade tonight is what? Is it Engram?
So the current number BetMGM is 2.5. So, I mean, the over is plus money, and the under is minus 145 under 2.5 reception. So is that how you would feel? If you can find it elsewhere, I guess, maybe go under 1.5 plus money.
He did say that Dobbins is the most popular prop, and the Dobbins prop opened at 59.5. It is now 64.5, and it's 99% of the money is on the over.
99%?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Final answer for me, I'm going to go under on Dobbins. That's the one.
Yeah. It's gone up 5 yards. It's probably going to keep on climbing. Everybody's betting the over. That makes sense. But are you betting Engram too? Or we can talk about it in a few minutes.
Not at 2.5. So, I mean, at under 1.5 plus money, sure. Under 2.5 minus 145, no.
Sure. All right. It is official, by the way. The announcement just came down that Malik Nabers torn ACL. So he's done for the year. That kills it. That kills a dart ticket. It hurts it a lot. but they did win without him. He ran 10 times. But yeah, that's brutal, man.
Does it actually, in a weird way, like on the surface, obviously, yeah, in a weird way, does it help if he still keeps performing and winning a little bit without his best weapon?
Maybe. We can go over this tomorrow. The Offensive Rookie of the Year race had a lot of activity this weekend. So you have Dart with his first start. He wins as a big dog against the Chargers. You had Gentry score 3 touchdowns against the Bears. And yeah. Sam, your guy, Omarion Hampton, had his best game. He was awesome. He had like 127 yards or something. I think rushing yards over expectation. He was number one in the NFL this weekend. And Ibuka had over 100 yards. So
Ibuka's awesome. Like,
a bunch of these guys had big weekends. Yeah. Offensive rookie race, I'm telling you, that's going to be the best awards race this year.
I got a text from Big Cat. We have Hampton together. Not together, but we bet it at the same time. And he texted me yesterday, finally. That's it. One word. And it was, I had later learned, I'm like, you know, I texted back a little bit later. I'm like, this could be anything. I have no, because I don't know what this is. And he goes, Hampton. And then I looked at the box score. I'm like, oh, Hampton had a long touchdown run. Nice. But you look at the board right here, MGM, if you're watching along, Ibuka 250, Gentry 4-1, Hampton 5-1, Dart 450. You got 4 guys right there.
And Judkins, my guy, my other guy, had a big weekend. He got a ton of carries, got into the end zone against the Lions. So I think this is going to be a fun race. I don't recall Tyler Warren doing anything in that game. Cam Ward's down to 20-1. He's outside the top 5-6. It's going to be tough for him to get into this race. They're going to have to start doing something, and he doesn't have any help, as you mentioned, down in Tennessee. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats on a Monday. We just did Where's the Room. We did Monday Moons, Case of the Mondays. A lot of fun planned every single Monday here on the show. Coming up next, we've got our lightning bets. There are 2 Monday night football games. Maybe people are taking a look at the wild card round of the MLB playoffs. We'll get to all that coming up next. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's us after the room. Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. We have lightning bets coming your way. Yeah, way too much Telemundo going down this morning. You know what they don't have? Here's what I meant when I said this is not the Telemundo that I grew up with. As I've learned this morning, I finally found the channel, turned it on. Did you ever watch it when you were a kid? Ever turn it on?
No. As a white male, no. No,
Joe, what did you think the answer to that question was going to be?
I would have thought he would have run into it at one point in his life because a lot of people knew, Jake, like it was wild. Do you know what I'm about to reference? Like the morning show on Telemundo?
Nope.
Jake, you have no idea? Okay.
Not
keep
clue.
Your mic on. Listen to this. You would turn on Telemundo and they have their morning show. I think it was their version of the Today Show, right? And it would be this obese man in a hot tub, no shirt on, with hot chicks. That was the morning show. This big man, shirtless, hairy, in a hot tub with hot women.
That's how big? 300? 400?
At least 3 bills. Damn. Yeah, he may have been 300, 400. He may have gotten to 400. Yeah, That was the show. And then in the afternoon, I think they did like soaps, right? Like where you see the dramatic acting and slapping each other in the face.
I love that you're saying, right? As if anybody else has the answer to these questions.
No, we did not. Believe it or not, we did not watch Telemundo at our house. Oh,
that's it. Here, I just found the name of the show. Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't. What is...
Gordo, means fat. El Gordo means fat guy. Yeah.
Wyla Flocka. So it was the fat man and the skinny woman?
Yeah.
That was the pretty name much. Of the show.
What was the middle? What was the something Flocka?
I don't know. I don't know Spanish. I have no idea.
No, I know. What's the Spanish word?
It says Y and then L-A, Flocka.
Oh, Flocka. Yeah.
Y is E, which is and.
Yeah. And the fat and the skinny.
The fat man and the skinny woman.
Yeah.
That's my guy. We should get him. Is he alive? He's probably not alive.
That's my guy.
I mean, the life. That's a life. I'm going to go on my morning TV show in a hot tub. Like, that's what was going on.
The best is that Joe thought we watched Telemundo right? when we were younger.
Because then there was, what, the soaps, right? He must know.
I can't believe you never saw it in your life. You never saw it once.
I had an uncle that used to watch Telemundo with the sound off, if that makes you feel any better.
See, this makes a lot of sense to me. I totally understand that. I feel that. All right. Before we get to our lightning bets, is there an MLB matchup that we're excited about? A specific
whoever
one.
Whoever the Cubs are playing, I'm excited
whether
about.
Whether it's Cubs-Padres. Yeah, that was planned for a while. It was a match. The only question was, where are they going to play? And they're going to play the series at Wrigley. So the wild card round. Yep, that starts Tuesday, 3 o'clock Eastern. So that's the other thing. On Tuesday, the first one, of course, Detroit-Cleveland. Oh, there you go. They're matching up again. That's your first one. Then second, they go San Diego-Chicago. Then Boston-New York and the Reds at the Dodgers. I can't say that I'm super thrilled about Reds-Dodgers. I think Red Sox-Yankees is pretty interesting. But you've got a couple of matchups where these teams battled all year in the division, and here they are facing each other in the wild card. Boston, New York, and Detroit, Cleveland.
I have a text from a buddy of mine that I wanted to get to today. I forgot that he sent it yesterday, mm-hmm. and I'll just read it verbatim. Bleep the Yankees, those bleeps. I had under 93.5 wins, and those bleeps went 14-3 in my bleep to ruin my bleeping under. So he's sitting 93.5.
Yeah.
And the Yankees win 14 of their last 17 games to land on 94.
Man.
Yep.
Brutal. That was the best price on any division winner was Toronto. Of any of the six that ended up winning. No surprise there. But, yeah, that gets going on Tuesday. We'll all have a lot of bets. We'll start to break down those series coming up tomorrow. Obviously, today dedicated a ton to the NFL and college football. All right, Sam, lightning bets. I assume you're going to focus on Monday Night Football. We've got two games. Where are you going?
I'm going to take the points with the Bengals, +7.5. I do think it's a decent play, north of 7. Understand that there's built-in respect for the Broncos, but then when you hear that the Broncos are the number one side, it all lines up for an anti-room night. So let me take the points with Cincinnati, and I'll take the Dobbins under. What's the best number? 65.5 now?
Count see, 64.5? I think that's, if you wait, that might keep climbing. It's not going to come back, right? They're just going to keep betting.
Okay. So 64.5 then is the best number? I'll do that. Under.
Yep. We've got show bets tonight. I was leaning the Broncos way, and then I see, or rather the Bengals way, and then I see that, the most popular side, Broncos, most popular money line, Broncos, and those are the top two bets between the two games tonight with the sides, totals, prop, the money lines and all that. So, yeah. Look, I mean, it was awful last week, 46-10. The Bengals are not that bad. And yeah, it's a tough matchup. It's a tough road environment again. You go from playing in Minnesota to Denver. That's not easy to do. But Bo Nix laying more than a touchdown. This Bengals offense is not as bad as they've shown. You just got to calm down on the turnovers. And I'm looking forward to seeing that Ja'Marr Chase against Patrick Surtain matchup. There's stuff to look forward to as opposed to the Jets-Dolphins game in this matchup. But bottom line, 7.5 is way too much for me. So I'm going to take the dog. I'm going to take the Bengals as well. And yeah, Dobbins, we were talking about Ingram, that being a possibility. But I looked at under 2.5. That is so juiced. I'm not betting that. He might not have a catch. That would be my expectation. But let's go Dobbins. And I think if we wait, that number is going to continue to climb. But it's already gone up 5 full yards. I think that's a good look, taking the under on Dobbins. So we're on the same page here, Sammy. Paul Aspen, what do you have for Monday Night Football or anything?
How do I fade the room without losing my survivor pick? So, you know what's going to suck? When the Bengals get into the end zone first. So how do we do that? So I am thinking,
who's it going
to? So Noah Fant's out. Who's he going to?
Not Chase Brown. Not Chase Brown. He's been awful.
Not Chase Brown, not Ja'Marr Chase, not T. Higgins, which it'll probably go to one of those three, let's be honest. But if you're going to go elsewhere, looks like Drew Sample got a look in the red zone last week. And with Noah Fant out, could be a little bit more of a target in the tight end game. So we'll go Sample at 25-1 for the first touchdown.
First touchdown. Ooh.
There's a 50. Never mind. Sample, 50. First touchdown.
What's Browning first touchdown?
That was 30? My other look, Sam, to be honest. 40. So you want to throw those two in there? Or you want Browning? I think Brownie's worth a look. Miss of the weekend. For me, personally, Jackson Dart first touchdown. Did you play it, Joe, by any chance?
Did not. Should have. Dang. It had to be a good
Brownie. Nope. Making nobody knew. Something happen. Makes sense.
I thought you were going to go with, I'll mispronounce his name, their third receiver. Alcivas.
Those are literally the three names I looked at. Browning, Iasovis, whatever.
Yoshivas, I think is how
you say it. Yoshivas, you're right.
55.
Sam might not have the Telemundo, but he's got the pronunciation in his bag.
Yoshivas.
All right, so what are we doing for first touchdown then?
Oh, first touchdown? I think we just do the guys that Paul brought up, Browning and Sample.
Okay.
All right.
I like them all.
I will say, in the very limited NFL action I saw yesterday, Scataboo and Jackson Dart might be a thing.
Yeah.
Might be a thing. Might be a fun team, if you know what I mean. Might be covering some spreads.
Yeah, I could see it. Who's the worst team in the NFC East?
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't say Cowboys with that offense. It's tough. You got the Cowboys laying 2.5 at the Jets next week. Whew.
I don't know.
Where's Dallas?
They're very much a play the level or competition team, right? They can shoot it out with anyone. You know what was where I thought the Packers could have stepped on the gas was what was it? The second drive, they're up 7-0, 4th-and-2 at like their own or like near midfield. I was surprised they didn't go for it.
Are we taking the Giants -1 at New Orleans?
I would. For sure.
Survivor.
For Survivor? I'm thinking about it. Yeah. Woo.
How about the bartender coming in late last night with a little Packers bailout? Nope.
I mean, that's not a surprise. Yep. Good job, bartender. Appreciate it. All right. Jake, do you have anything you want to wait on baseball until tomorrow or anything for Monday night?
No, I'll throw some serious bets in. I'll take the Red Sox +145 over the Yankees to win that series. And the Padres are +105 over the Cubs. Immediately,
what?
Yes. Yeah. So I will immediately take the Padres. Also, there's an 80-1 on Jackson Merrill World Series MVP. So I will slide that in there as well.
Ooh, yeah. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well.
Who's pitching for the Cubs?
Me.
Like, who's in the rotation?
They've nobody. Yeah, they've nobody left.
That get was ready to learn Colin down. Ray, game two starter, buddy.
Barf.
Yep. Yeah. I know. And they're excited. And it's a toss-up? Like, come on. I don't understand that at all. All right, this has been Bet Sweats right here on the BetMGM Network. Thanks for hanging out. Make sure you tell a friend about the show. A lot of fun every single day. Good luck tonight with Monday Night Football. Got a double dip. We'll talk about it all tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern. This is the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.